I'm John Batchelor with my good colleagues, Alejandro Pina Esclusa, Venezuelan writer and lecturer and traveler, most recently in Buenos Aires, along with other capitals, and Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Alejandro, the news from Argentina appears very positive, not only the vote at midterms, but also the United States offering to back up the peso, which has stabilized, I'm told, in my last checking. And that is good news for Milei's plan to reduce the economy from the triple-digit inflation to double-digit, eventually single-digit, and to grow the economy again as it has not for many years. So what did you find in the streets of Buenos Aires? Is there a positive mood after the election, after the U.S. showed up, or there's, and what are the concerns in any event? Thank you.
Well, John, I was invited to Buenos Aires last week for a seminar for youngsters, which was very, very exciting and moving. And these youngsters went in to learn about geopolitics and the situation in Latin America, and they want to assume responsibility in politics in Argentina. And what I found in two, let's say, levels. In the political level, because I had very interesting conversation with people in the government, is that the elections of the midterm, they strengthened the possibility of Javier Milei to do all the reforms he needs to, let's say, improve the Argentinian economy, which is already improved because of the stabilization of the dollar. For example, in the past, last time I went to Argentina, John, I had to bring cash. Because if you pay with credit card, or if you, let's say, change today and use the money tomorrow, then you would lose a lot of money. That's not the same now. You can use a credit card and pretty much obtain the same change that if you use a cash. And on the other hand, I talk to people in the streets, to many cab drivers, which I needed for transport inside of Buenos Aires. And I ask all of them, how is your personal situation? This is the situation of your parents, of your brother, of your sister. And most of them said, well, the situation is not solved yet, but I can say that my monthly allotment, it's doing better than before. But the most important, they said, is that they had hope for the future, that if they wait, the situation and the day-to-day economy will improve. So I noticed this ambience of optimism and hope.
Ernesto, I come to you because you've informed me that you are well acquainted with the man who is right now in a good position to be the next president of Chile, Mr. Kass. And Alejandro gives me the details that of the first round voting, there was an overwhelming preponderance towards the right of center candidates who want to shed the socialism of these last years. What do we need to know about the vote in Chile that's upcoming? Thank you.
John. Now, this is extremely important for the whole region, not only for Chile, because Chile was for many years a symbol and a model of a liberal economy associated with the West, a full-fledged democracy. And for 4 years, they experimented with socialism and with all the politics that are bringing South America towards organized crime, as I was commented before. Now, Chileans have said, no, 4 years was enough of that. And they want to not to come back to the sort of center-left, center-right parties that alternated with the center-left in Chile for a long time. No, they apparently they will choose because José Antonio Kast was second, but he will certainly be first in the second round and gain the presidency. And José Antonio Kast is not someone from that sort of traditional center-right in Chile. He's a new style conservative, someone who pays a lot of attention to what we call the cultural war. So the question of values, not only the economy and the state, but also something deeper, the sense of nationhood, the sense of identity. So this is very important in terms of signaling the birth of this this new kind of conservative movement in Latin America, and but also with a very clear view of where they stand, of the importance of and I know I insist a lot on this thing, but the importance of combating organized crime. Cass has already talked a lot about this. So and also with liberal economic policies. Right. So economic freedom, political freedom, association with the U.S. and the West, Western alliance, and cultural and identity values. I think that's a winning mix that José Antonio Kast represents. I know him personally. I have the honor of knowing him. I think he's a great man, someone with convictions, someone with the capacity of leadership. And Chile could come back to being a model for the whole region.
And what would this mean for the region? I understand it's a veer away from the left, but is there prosperity associated with Kast, or is the economy so compromised by policy that he would be overwhelmed?
Oh, yes. The far left, I think they didn't have the time to destroy the good aspects of Chilean economy. The economy has going was going very well, has been going pretty much in trouble for the last few years. But I think Chilean economy is resilient enough to recover quickly with the correct policies. So I think once again, someone like Milei in Argentina will be able to show that you can combine economic freedom principles with, let's say, the civilizational commitment to the Western alliance, to the West civilization, and make a meaningful political platform out of that. So I think this could be an inspiration for many other countries.
Alejandro, you've traveled more than just Buenos Aires. You were in Europe and you were in Latin America. What do people want to know about Venezuela, about where we are right now? What do they have major questions that repeat? We have a couple of minutes.
Yes, they do. They want to know, for example, in Europe, they don't understand how come there's such a powerful fleet surrounding Venezuela. So I have to explain this in conferences. And I always emphasize that Maduro is not the president of Venezuela. He's a guy who kidnapped the whole country, and that the real president elected last year was Edmundo González. And that also I have to explain that Maduro is the head of the most powerful drug cartel in the Western Hemisphere, the Cartel of the Suns, which is responsible for distributing more than 20% of the cocaine that is consumed in Europe and the United States and other places. So once I explain that, then people do understand, but usually they don't get it from the news, because many of the TV, radio, and newspapers in Europe are left inclined. So being a Venezuelan and being able to explain this in detail in conferences that I give all over Europe, I think it's a good thing, because people do understand what is the importance of what Trump is doing to, let's say, neutralize this cartel that is threatening the security, the defense, and the health of the Americans.
Alejandro Pina Esclusa, Ernesto Araujo, The New World Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.